Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, the podcast about Marvel Champions the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me as always, my co-host, Ryan.
That's right, and we're coming back right at you with some obligation frustration.
Yeah? Been kind of frustrated there, haven't you, Ryan, with some obligations?
As always, it's generally not a good thing when they come up, and they seem to always come up at the worst time.
Well, Ryan, it wouldn't be an obligation frustration if I wasn't obligated to give a shout-out. I wanted to shout out the guys over at Winning Hand Podcast. They gave us a shout-out a couple episodes ago during their February series of episodes, and we thank those guys for chatting us up, and hopefully we'll be able to maybe chat with one of them, do a Chatting with Chumps segment in the future. Pretty cool.
That would be nice.
Unique little play on the Marvel Champions podcast world. They cover one card at a time. It's a good listen. If you've never listened, go check them out. Winning Hand Podcast. They got some good insights and break down the cards pretty good.
Right on. Well, it's always nice to hear people shout us out, so we always want to give thanks to those that do that and make sure to give them a shout-out. And, of course, we give shout-outs to anybody that writes to us and asks us questions. We like making sure the community knows that we appreciate them.
Yep. We try and get back with you. If we haven't got back with you, we'll get there.
Eventually. I would love to say this was my full-time job, but it is not.
Yes. This is, hopefully we get to like do it job each week.
That would be nice if this was a job.
Yes.
Not just like what do you call it? A upper calling? I don't know what you call it. A divine calling.
You were destined to do this, Ryan.
I was destined. That's right.
Okay. Well, to talk about some heroes that were destined for some obligations, we are actually going to be talking about some obligations from a couple of heroes that we recently talked about their campaign.
Ooh,
who do you think those might be?
Is that a question for me or for the listeners?
Well, both.
I think we're talking about some Red Skull wave / campaign heroes.
Some SHIELD heroes, and I don't know if they're technically SHIELD heroes. Is Spider-Woman SHIELD?
Her alter ego is SHIELD. I don't know if, is Clint SHIELD?
I think he's a civilian. Lame.
Such a lame-o. Well, he can't be that much of a lame-o. He's technically just as strong as Hulk and his base stat.
And we can't like trash him too much because you're going to have to play Hawkeye and I will have to play Spider-Woman when we do our champion checkup with these two.
That's true, yes. So to inform everyone, when we originally played the Red Skull campaign, Scott was Clint Barton and I was Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. And I thought we both liked the characters. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, Hawkeye gets dissed on quite a bit, but I find him fun to play.
Play him well.
Like epically great, but he's fun to play and can have his moments.
I mean, I've seen you work some pretty strong turns with him, so I'd say he's pretty good.
Yep.
But we'll find out when that time comes.
Well, let's start out with Mr. Barton, because he is first up. His obligation. So first up, we have Clint Barton, and he has a criminal past obligation. Looks like he's in some legal trouble there.
That's right. The
courtroom drama. It's like an episode of, was it NCIS? Which one's the, no, it's Law and Order. Which one's the, like,
Law and Order?
Law and Order. Boom, boom.
Yeah, dun dun.
So it says, give to the Clint Barton player. You may flip to alter ego, choose exhaust Clint Barton, remove this card from the game, or you can discard Hawkeye's bow from play and then discard this obligation. What are your thoughts, Ryan?
It fits right along past ones with the whole remove exhaust. And his bow, losing his bow is a key part of his kit. So that would be pretty painful. Though he can get it back fairly easy.
Yeah, he kind of has it on the surface. It makes it like appear like you're having to deal with it like the Captain America hero. But it plays a little more like the Thor, where you can just flip down, pay one resource, and pretty much go get it right back.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I gotta look at the card. Can you fetch it from your deck and discard? Or is it just...
Why did you say that? Because now I have to go look it up.
I know.
Well, all right, how about
lead the you want me to look it up?
Are you looking it up?
There.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to look up Thor, because you mentioned it's very similar to Thor. So Thor is just a recap. It's the same up until he says discard Mjolnir from your hand or from play, and you are stunned. Discard this obligation. So it's...
Yikes.
It sounds like Thor's might be worse than Hawkeye's bow, but let's find out.
Stunned would be worse. Where's the stinking hero cards?
Oh my goodness. Come on, why aren't you prepared?
Why doesn't Hall of Heroes have the heroes to the... box.
I was looking at that earlier. I didn't see the heroes either. Well, I guess
have the
It's right there.
Oh, encounter and the player.
I got you, man. Okay, his alter ego is spend one resource of any type, search your deck and discard pile for Hawkeye's bow and add it to your hand. It does go to your hand. Shuffle your deck. So
it does ultimately net you or cost you two because you got to pay one to go grab it and then pay one to play it. There's a zero cost. Is bow zero? Bow zero. Just one. Jeez, that's not bad at all.
I mean, compared to Thor, this is a cakewalk.
Oh, didn't you mean it's a perp walk?
Or a perp walk, yeah, in his case. Good point. But yeah, this really isn't that bad. I mean, it's never great to lose your key weapon and all, but because it happens generally at the end of the encounter phase, and you may even already flipped to alter ego, you can just go get it back.
Yeah, see, there's other things. You can flip down and be ready to just pull it right back out and flip right back up and start shooting arrows at people.
Because honestly, it may be more beneficial to not exhaust and just pay the resources to get the bow back than it is to just exhaust and get rid of the card. So,
well, focusing on that one too, because Hawkeye doesn't really use his basic very much. Obviously, his Thor's completely worthless. And I think the more value is in the additional readying of your bow.
Yes.
To exhaust yourself.
Yep.
You could really just exhaust Clint Barton and remove it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. He really probably should have had like a one attack and the bow gave him a plus one.
Yeah.
But I guess that would have made his hero side fully useless other than to ready his bow, but I digress.
Or give him like one more deep, I don't know. He's a weird because, you know, he's just like this average dude that can shoot a bow.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think of it like Miss Marvel. Her hero stats are useless. You use her hero side to pull events. That's her thing.
Right.
So, but again, that's talking about the hero, but we're talking about the obligation here. So
that's right. We're getting sidetracked. Back to obligations.
Let's
rank it, Ryan. Let's rank it. What do we got?
I'm going to say 1 through 5 is it. 5 being the worst, right?
Yeah, 5's like game ending. Might as well just scoop.
You know what? Simply because it is less than... I can't remember what we gave Thor's, but because it's less than Thor's, I would say, comparative, I'm going to give this a 1.
Ooh, hot take.
I mean, I will say his, well, you know, I'm going to retract it. I'm going to say it's a 1.5 or a 2. And I will say that because his bow is central to his kick. So you do, it does force you to have to either exhaust to remove that, or you have to go fetch it, or he's not going to function. Unlike Thor, you can move around his hammer, but you can't move around Hawkeye's bow.
That's where I'm at. I'd probably give it a 2. If he had some other benefit of being an alter ego, like we talked about Black Widow, maybe we
could
downgrade it to 1, but he has no other benefit of being an alter ego. So I think a 2 is fitting. It's not devastating.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a alter ego support, does he? I think he just has upgrades.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, he doesn't have a support. He just has a bunch of upgrades.
Yeah, he plays a little different in that way.
Yeah, so there's really...
His quiver is heroes, yeah, so...
Yeah, everything's an
upgrade. That's why he's so good. He didn't have to go down and waste time in alter ego.
There you go.
Hot take!
All right. Yeah. I think that's fair for Hawkeye.
I think so. The purple archer.
Let's go to Synchronized Swimming Hydra.
Ooh, Synchronized Swimming Hydra. I like
that. That's what the image of Spider-Woman's. Uncertain loyalties. Because they have all the arms popping out. And just I think of it as like, did they practice that? Like, is that what they do at Hydra camp?
And 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1.
And there you go.
Yep.
I mean, their outfits are a little rough. Okay, well, I digress. Okay, Uncertain Loyalties, Spider-Woman. You give it to the Jessica Jones player. You can flip Jessica to alter ego. You get Jessica Drew, thank you. She's not coming until the next wave, right? Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Come on, FFG. Give us something. Jessica Drew, yes. You may flip to alter ego form. Choose. Exhaust Jessica Drew. Remove Uncertain Loyalties from the game. Or... you can place 3 threat on the main scheme. Discard this obligation. What do you think?
I haven't looked at that one in a long time. And it's just like, 3 on the main scheme? Like, that's it? Like, if I can't flip down and exhaust?
It is a 2 boost. So was Clint Barnes. It was a 2 boost. But that was
it. I don't know. It doesn't seem like... awful. It almost like feels like the villain, you know, schemes. It's not awful. I mean, I get the thematicness of it because you're like the double agent and you're, you know, helping the bad guy in a roundabout way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you can exhaust, it probably would. If not, I almost would have liked to seen like a surge. Like, it's not bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad at all. This is like a low grade encounter card. It doesn't really feel. I guess the big thing is, even though, like, it kind of fits the theme because you're putting threat on the main scheme, you're helping the villain, like you pointed out, it really doesn't feel like it's unique to the hero and how they play. So, I mean, because you got, like, Thor, who has his hammer. You have Hawkeye, who has his bow. And Jessica Drew, it's just threat on the scheme.
Yeah, she didn't really have any weapon or item of any kind. Right? Her big things are she's got a couple of aspect card resource generators. And
I mean, honestly, I'd rather have seen, like, discard 1 or discard your aspect cards from your hand. I mean that would have been devastating. But, I mean, that would have been even... at least better.
Right. You would almost like to see the obligation interact with her little niche thing of having 2 aspects, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Like, I would love it for to say some like, or, I mean, they didn't do this quite yet. They did it later on, but an obligation that sits on the hero and just say her text box is blank. That would have been, I think, a better obligation for her, but
right, because she could still, I don't know exactly what her thing says, but to the effect of, like, every time you play an aspect, you get +1, right?
Yeah, every time you play an aspect card from a different aspect. So if you play two leaderships, you only got the plus one.
Sure, sure, sure. Oh, yeah, you could totally do that. And it would, to me, interact with her more and force you to go down and deal with it then, or deal with it right away by flipping and exhausting.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fit the theme of the uncertain loyalties, but I think that effect fits with her character better.
I mean, in a roundabout way, by not boosting your hero up, you know, making yourself weaker.
Yeah, that's true.
You can almost see it as an uncertain loyalty.
Yeah.
All right. You went first on the last one. I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to give this one like a 2. I think I'm going to give it a 2. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no like real benefit. I mean, her alter ego, she just gets to look at the top card of a deck. She does have a support, though. She has a her apartment.
Yep.
Yeah, which could be beneficial if you have that out. But it's not like ingrained. You have to have it already preset up by the time you get the obligation. So I would probably give it like a 2 at the highest.
Yeah,
it really 3 threat. Honestly, like 3 threat in some ways is even better than a advance.
Yeah, and I guess you know that's probably more devastating in a solo play. In a multiplayer game, it's probably like a drop in a bucket.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in a multiplayer game, this is a very non-existent card. This is what you're hoping to get.
Right.
So, yeah. Man, I'm a little sad. You're right. I haven't seen this in a while. I haven't played Spider-Woman in a bit, and I like her. But yeah. Not so far these haven't been that devastating.
The second waves, been a little weak.
Maybe that's why people think the Red Skull campaign was a little easy on that way.
It was because of obligations. Of course it was. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I knew.
It's inside job. Let's do our final one for this episode. We're gonna jump to the cycle and to everyone's favorite insect. Well, no, I guess I can't say that because that's not true. Everyone's favorite insect that shrinks. That's the Ant-Man.
But ants don't really shrink. They're already the size they are.
I mean, like the hero. You know what I mean.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, yeah,
come
on. Yeah. I gotcha. All right. All too well. I've had to deal with a sick child throwing up at school. So, the care for Cassie card. Got to play the old dad card. Go pick up Cassie from school.
I mean, this card's a little too close to home, honestly.
I know. His name's Scott. My name's Scott.
That's right. And you got to take care of these kids.
These kids, the middle school. That's what it looks like in the artwork. And like, he doesn't even like look at the kids. He's just like looking straight on. He's like,
get in the car.
Job. Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Could you not wait 10 more minutes?
He does not look very happy.
He does not look happy.
She kind of looks like she's complaining. Like, you're late, Dan. So, I was saving the world.
That's right. So which one is Cassie? The one on the right in the purple, pink, purple shirt?
I want to say it's the one in the green because they're like actively like...
She's
directing something to him.
Her hand is like a mitten. She has no defined fingers.
That style.
Or what if Cassie's not even out of the building yet? That's why his frustration is so high.
And that girl's probably like, yo, dude, why are you just chilling right here?
She goes, sir, you can't park there.
That's a fire lane. I know it's a fire lane. I just want her to come out.
The car's not in park. Okay, I'm not parked technically.
Just please get Cassie.
Please get Cassie. Please.
Are you like
you're
going
to have to go around and sign in.
This is the student entrance.
This is the bus lane. You need to go park in the car rider lane.
He's in a little Geo.
little Geo tracker, a Geo Metro.
Metro.
Yep. Shout out to the Geo Metro.
Yeah, that's right. I'm missing my shift at the Baskin Robbins, so let's go.
That's right. Baskin Robbins always finds out.
Come on, Cassie.
All right.
All right, yes. Let's get to the actual card.
So, Rift. Yes. Give to the Scott Lang player. You may flip to alter ego form, choose exhaust Scott Lang, remove Care for Cassie from the game, or you can choose and discard one card from your hand. You cannot change form until your next turn ends. Discard this obligation.
Oh, what do you think, Ryan? All right. Still the same old, which, I mean, that's going to be for most obligations, but, the choose and discard one card from your hand, that's not bad, but I do like the you cannot change forms, because that can be quite devastating to Ant-Man, who does love changing forms a lot.
Yeah, that's, that plays into his whole thing. That's one of my favorite things about playing Ant-Man. It's just kind of some of the combos and actions that you're getting able to take and do. He's very, what's the word I'm looking for? An interactive character.
Yes.
Where he's constantly doing something and you're interacting with the card. And I like that about his character. And when you can't do that, it really slows him down. And, you know, a lot of his perks and benefits come from the flip.
Yep. No, I totally agree. I think, unlike Wasp, where Wasp, you can kind of sit in either form, depending on what you're doing, for Ant-Man, you're wanting to be flipping every turn, because you get those benefits for flipping, and several of his cards allow you to flip more. His resize, that's helping him do it more, and so if you get this out, it can really be a turn ruiner. If you have a good setup in your hand.
All right, Ryan. I got a this or that. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Would you rather, or I guess it's a would you rather? I don't know. Whatever it is, would you want to be stuck in giant form or stuck in tiny form?
Ooh, tough.
Well, I guess technically you could be stuck in alter ego, too.
I guess that's true. If you did flip down, you'd be stuck. If you didn't exhaust, that is, but
correct.
Interesting. I think I would rather be in tiny form, and I'll tell you why now here, Scott. Okay. I think he's got the five hand size versus the four. You can still do some thwarting, so I feel like a turn where you can't do much, it's probably better to have thwart than attack, but I guess that depends on what's going on. His defense is still pretty strong as a tiny form, but the cards I like the most are his tiny form cards of Army of Ants. I love just picking at villains and minions and just blah, 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 with no retaliation effects. So I'm going to go with tiny form.
That is correct. That's correct.
Oh, I'm glad I won that one.
Yeah, because if you were in tiny form, you would go from a five down to a four size hand. And then, like you kind of pointed out, you could still thwart and you could still do damage with your, if you had a decent amount of army advance out. So, if you were stuck in giant form, you would go from four to three card hand size and you could just punch for three.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
And if you did have the Pym particles, you can draw cards, which is nice.
That's true. And if you were in giant form and you had the wrist gauntlets, you could always discard two physical resources, stun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. His wrist gauntlets, the auto stun and the auto confuse, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, you get the right ones. Shoot a little bit of a ant blast. So
I need to play Ant-Man deck.
I know. Make sure I play some Ant-Man.
I know. All right. Rating. 1 through 10. I'm going to give this one.
1 through 10, you've like doubled it on me. I thought we were 1 through 5.
That's right, 1 through 5.
you really took one. A giant for Ant-Man. So you're up in your game. Yes. I see how it is.
I'm going to give this one a 3. I don't think it can be that bad. But I think if you can't change forms, you're really lowering your ability to do as much with Ant-Man. So I that part right there is the devastating, is the not being able to change forms.
I would agree. I was going to give it a 3 as well. It's not a turn killer. That's why it's not like a 4 for me. But it's definitely a turn disruptor.
Yeah.
Because usually, as Ant-Man, you're almost flipping once every turn at a minimum. You know, there's the rare ones you're not, but you're trying to flip back and forth to get as much benefit as you can.
Yeah, no, totally agree. It just really disrupts the flow, like you said. So I think a 3 is a good little spot for that.
I think so. That one's pretty good. I like it, kind of ramped up a little bit.
That's right. That was good. Well, stay tuned for the next episode of Obligation Frustration.
Yeah,
in the coming weeks,
covering the last 3 heroes of the second wave.
Oh,
I don't know.
The next
wave
is gonna be fun.
Bonus, because this wave introduced Kang, and one thing about Kang is he has a ton of obligations. So maybe we need to check out Kang's obligations.
Maybe we should. I love me some Kang. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So look forward to those. If you got some thoughts about Wasp and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch's obligations, send them to us. We'd love to get your thoughts. Maybe we'll have to slide some of those in and talk about them when we discuss those obligations.
That's a great
enjoy
idea.
Getting feedback and hearing from people, questions. You can always reach out to us at MarvelChampionsPod@gmail.com. And as always, we appreciate everybody listening. Go out there, give us a 5-star review if you can. We'd appreciate it. And if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
Take care.